This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have some fun with us for a second. What's like your silly deal breaker? Like, this might not seem like a big deal, but man, I don't think I could ever be married to. I can never date someone who doesn't. Beep. 314-531-9898. What made me think of this is Hannah was telling us during the Hollywood hashtag yesterday, Chappell Roan has just like this long list of deal breakers. Man, I don't know how she's ever going to be in a relationship, but apparently she's in a serious relationship and she had like a million deal breakers, some of which were like, if you don't like Beyonce, you're out, which I think is hilarious. And I actually think it makes sense. You got to have the same type of music and everyone should like Beyonce. So what is it for you? Like, hey, you got to like Taylor Swift. You got to like this. If you don't like something, 314-531-9898. I'll give you my example. I have two of them. One is, I think, a little bit serious. Sports. Hannah and AB hate sports. Like, we're out. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. When I was, my wife was getting one of those, like, an epidural. You're not like, I don't know if you're not supposed to be in the room or not. Like, they try to kick me out of the room. But, like, to distract her from getting her epidural when she was like freaking out during pregnancy and birth and stuff like that, I started talking to her about Wilt Chamberlain and the history of Wilt Chamberlain.
That would set me over the edge.
The guy, yeah. The guy literally was like, I don't think this is a good idea, bro. Like doing
it. Yeah, I would slap you across the face.
Yes. Wow. My wife was like, no, no. It was like a scene from the movie. This is good. This is a distraction. Like we talk sports. We bond over it. We went on a date night for the first time in like a year. And we went to a hockey game. Like, that's what we do for fun. That's what unites us. So sports is one, and then cheese. If you don't like cheese, I don't think I could trust you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, but like, if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, yeah. Deal breaker. If you're lactose intolerant, I need that on your dating profile. Mm-hmm. Like, you should put that. Like, yo, I'm not down with cheese. Like, skip, yo, I'm done with you. You can't date someone who doesn't like cheese. All the best things in the world I would like to enjoy.
It would make
you.
Your life very hard.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
You can't date someone. Like, they don't like cheese. Like, it's over. Break up. What about for
you're
you,
done.
Hannah? Yeah.
If you thought Chappell's list was long, we wouldn't work either. If you have owned an Xbox or a PlayStation in the past 5 years, we're not going to make it even 5 minutes in a conversation together. Not going to work for me.
Dude's lying. He's got to look in his closet. And Hannah's like, no. I looked it up. That's a PS4. That came out in 2000.
Yeah, absolutely not. If you even think about gaming, we're done. Next one is if you are a very heavy tequila drinker, One, I'm not really the biggest drinker. And two, the smell of tequila actually makes me ill. Huh. So I could not be with someone who's like ripping tequila shots every time we go to a bar because it actually makes me sick to my stomach. That's like a real ick.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like a sick to the stomach. And one more just because it's me.
Okay.
I couldn't date a guy who doesn't listen to the Brett Megas show every single day.
Every day?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm not requiring
this
that.
This is how I communicate. Like, if you want to know something about me, you gotta listen to the show.
Yeah.
And
so that's scary.
Hannah's looking for a stand. If you're a big fan of the show,
if you're a P1,
you're not allowed to have meetings in the mornings.
Yeah.
See, that's funny. That's why my wife listens to another show.
I know.
She doesn't want to know anything about me and what's going on.
All right, Hannah's listening so long. I'm going to go to Kevin and AB here in a second, and we'll play a song. But I also want to go to you. What are your deal breakers? Like the silly ones. Like, I could never date someone who doesn't like the color blue. Why? Because it's your favorite color. What are the silly deal breakers that mean something to you? 314-531-9898. Let's talk about them and have some fun on a Friday while we are commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. So I hope you're listening to the Brett Megas show or you have no chance with Hannah ever. Hannah's list could have been so long too.
Oh, I could go on forever. The rest of the show.
What's like your silly deal breaker? Like, this isn't too serious. Like, everyone wants to date a good person and line up with morals, how you see finances, how you see like family.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids.
Religion. Those
are like, religion. Those are real deal breakers. But like Chapel Roan had a list of deal breakers, and I think she was being pretty serious if we know Chapel Roan. And it was like, if you got bad breath, you're out. If you don't like Beyonce, you're out. And so what are those ones for you? Like, they seem simple, but I'm serious. Like, for me, if you don't like cheese,
you're done.
All the best things in the world are we share cheese together. Like, well, we need to be eating cheese together. This is what a happy marriage does. It's just doused in cheese. That's how I see marriage. 314-531-9898. Kevin, what's your deal breaker?
Well, mine, one off the bat, you've got to, at least at one time in your life, enjoyed playing with a toy.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's very good for Kevin. Yes.
I love toys myself. I'm kind of a collector. And
You are a collector.
Yeah.
I'm just casual.
You know, claim the title.
Maybe obsessed a little bit. Maybe it's a sickness. I don't know. But that's one. But number two is, you cannot look like one of my friend's moms.
What?
That's right. We
did this happen, Kevin?
It did not happen to me, but it happened to my good friend Brian.
Really?
Brian was dating somebody in high school, and we were like, hey, that looks kind of like our friend Doug's mom.
Man, I think the opposite, man. When I always wanted to find a good MILF back in the day. Like, man, if you had Stifler's mom,
can
everyone
we say
wanted,
that on air?
I don't know.
I think you could say Stifler's mom was a hot that everyone wanted to date.
Yeah.
So you're the opposite. You guys
were
trying to avoid Stifler's mom.
We kind of like, sorry. Yeah,
all right.
But yeah.
All right, AB, how do you find out not wanting to date someone's mom?
Yeah, I don't know how to follow that. One of my big ones is you have to like TV. You can't be one of those people that like can't just like sit still. Like, you have to sit still and watch a show with me. That is like my love language.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one. And then another one is you have to have a sister.
You have to sister?
What?
It is like scientifically proven that guys that have sisters are like better people. They're more empathetic. Like, they just get it. They grew up with a sister. They get it. It does shape
them differently.
I did
not have a sister.
And it explains a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, if they have a sister, then the sister's like too protective of the brother. Wants to date him. I mean,
I actually heard the opposite. The guys who don't have sisters, those are the keepers. That's what I've heard, the opposite.
No.
Diane, what is your silly small deal breaker?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't realize it was a deal breaker until after I married him.
Okay. That's never good.
No.
But he, my husband had a bad case of eczema. It was on like 80% of his body. Mm. So he was constantly scratching his back on the corner of a wall. And thank God it cleared up. But I'm just like, just stop.
That gave you the ick.
So it wasn't the eczema. It was more so that you scratch his back like a cat. My wife tells me this too. You're not a cat, Brett. But that's like the best thing. I'm always, you know, hitting that. You got to use that corner.
That would probably give me the ick too.
And now if somebody does it at work, I just lose it.
It's so, literally I do that so often. Like we're just not meant to be, Diane. And she probably wants someone with a sister too. And then I scratch my back. But my son wanted to give me a back scratcher for Christmas. I do it so often. I'm so bad with that. Hannah, you said there's a bunch of text messages?
Oh, yeah. We got a text from Teacher Katie. We got a text from so many people. Teacher Emma. Their deal breaker is if you don't like pets, especially dogs. Sorry, AB.
Oh, wow. They were really going to be into you, too, AB. Right, and then you mentioned how you just don't get dogs.
They
and
had
Emma.
A sister, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So close.
Tina texted in and said, you have to be a sports fan and love the outdoors.
Love
MC
that.
Says smoking is a deal breaker.
That's
your
a
car
big one, though.
Stinks. Your breath stinks. I think that's a huge one.
Yeah, I feel like that's not silly. That's like big.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah.